A community is still coming to grips with why a black man was shot and killed by white police officers. We're talking this time about a town near Dayton, Ohio. From member station WYSO, Jerry Kenny reports.
Beaver Creek, Ohio is a mostly white, moderately affluent city of about 40,000. On August 5th, 22-year-old John Crawford III of nearby Fairfield was shopping at a Walmart there. While inside the store and on the phone with the mother of his two young children, Crawford stopped in a toy aisle and picked up a Crossman MK-177 air rifle BB gun, an item Walmart sells. Crawford held the BB gun while walking and talking on the phone. He was unaware that another customer inside the store had called 911.
Beaver Creek 911, where is your emergency?
I'm at the Beaver Creek Walmart. There's a gentleman walking around with a gun in the store.
Is he got it pulled out?
Yeah, he's like pointing at people.
What did he look like?
He's a black male, probably about 6 foot tall.
The first two officers on the scene say they gave Crawford two chances to drop the gun, then fire their weapons when he didn't comply. Crawford was hit in the torso and died of his injuries a short time later. John Crawford wasn't the only casualty. Shots fired by police created panic, and 37-year-old Angela Williams collapsed in the store and died that evening. Beaver Creek Police Chief Dennis Evers says his officers reacted appropriately.
The quick response of officers was instrumental in containing this situation, minimizing the risk to customers.
But Chief Evers quickly turned over the investigation to Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine's office. The Crawford family demanded to see Walmart's in-store surveillance videos, but DeWine's office refused, saying that would compromise the investigation. DeWine's office says they've collected significant evidence and spoken with at least 50 witnesses. And last month, the Attorney General showed a portion of the Walmart video to John Crawford's family.
Like all of us, Mr. Crawford's parents have questions about how this tragic event unfolded. And I felt it was only right that they be included as early as possible in this investigation.
This was the unjust killing of John Crawford.
Crawford family attorney Michael Wright also watched that video.
There's absolutely no indication that the police gave Mr. Crawford any type of signal. And let me make the caveat. In the event they did give a signal to Mr. Crawford, he was not aware because the video does not show him turning towards the officers or even acknowledging their presence.
Since Crawford's death, peaceful protests have taken place, including one rally in support of Beaver Creek Police. But just last week, new questions were raised about the way DeWine's office is handling the case. At issue is the testimony of Ronald Ritchie, who called 911. In an interview with the UK newspaper The Guardian, Ritchie claims he was shown the video of Crawford's killing by Attorney General DeWine's office and recanted his claim that Crawford was threatening other customers. DeWine's office would not confirm whether or not Ritchie was shown the video. Attorney Michael Wright says if that's the case, then the investigation has been compromised, and the Crawfords want federal prosecutors to intervene. Evidence will be presented to the grand jury next week. For NPR News, I'm Jerry Kenny.